Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this time. You precious people. We just go for it this morning. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We come before his presence with singing, scriptures say, and we actually don't have a temple or a court to go through. We have just a straight shot to the throne because of the cross rent the veil. I love that. Praise you, Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. Let's do Chain Breakers. Matthew, start off with that one.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You are trying to fill the same old holes inside. There's a better life. You know there is. There's a better life. You've got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chain, he's a chain breaker. Yes, he is. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. You've got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a waymaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Yes, he is. If you believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. You believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. Yes, you belong. He's a pain taker. Yes, that was good. He's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains. He's a chain breaker. Yes, he is.
Amen. House of the Lord. Let's do that one together.
The God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds a victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, we shout out your praise. Oh, yeah. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always, always makes a way. 'Cause he hung upon that cross, then he rose up from that grave. My God's still rolling stones. Yes, He is. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We're going to shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And He won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, we were the beggars. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. You believe it? We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in His place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, we shout out your praise. One more time. We shout out your praise. One I was thinking of is called Jesus Messiah. I'd like us to pull that one up. Well, we can actually, it's a great song. Mm-hmm. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Of all names, blessed Redeemer, oh, Emmanuel, yes, He is, oh, the rescue crusader, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. His body the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn from top to bottom. Oh, in love so amazing. It was love, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed. Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, oh, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, light of the world, Jesus Messiah. Above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, oh, Jesus Messiah. He's the Lord, Lord of all. Oh, Jesus Messiah. Oh, name above all names. Blessed Redeemer. Oh, Emmanuel. The rescue for sinner, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, He's the Lord, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah. Lord, Lamb of God, forever holy, holy.
Bring up holy forever. Church receives and just enters into the privilege of a child to come before the throne of God. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. It's true. He is our peace that has broken down every wall. Amen. A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, oh, cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed,
would you sing the song forever to the Lamb? And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, would you sing the song forever to the Lamb? We'll sing the song forever and amen. And the angels cry, holy, our creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry,
now just sing, and the angels, and the angels cry,
holy, our creation cries, holy, you are lifted high,
holy, holy forever.
Hear your people sing,
hear your people sing,
holy to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be, holy, holy forever,
you will always be.
Boy, that's beautiful. The church raising their voices to the Lord, to the King. I love that. There's no sweeter sound on earth to hear His people sing. Ain't no rocks going to outpraise me. We worship you, Jesus.
Woo! I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence.
I speak Jesus.
If you have a need this morning, the altars are open. Just come on down.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Oh, I'm declaring there is hope and there is freedom.
I speak Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Your name is power.
Your name is
power. Yes, it is.
your name brings to God. Come on. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling up here this morning, but the Lord is moving, and He wants to heal every heart. He wants to meet every need. There isn't anything bigger than God. Greater is He that is in you. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Oh, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadow. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness for every. I speak Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name, Jesus. Oh, shout Jesus from the mountain, and Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. Speak the holy name. Jesus. Oh, your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. I speak Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Break every stronghold. He's doing it. Every lie of the enemy, every deception, every trick. Lord, I pray you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here this evening. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free, all my shame is undone. Aren't you glad? His blood does it. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord. Your presence. Nothing worthwhile that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come by this place, fill the atmosphere. Be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Just receive from the Lord. He is good. He is good.
The Bible says we love because he first loved us. And there it is. He's the source of love. If you're having trouble with anyone in your life, any relationship, go back to the Father and say, Father, where am I not letting you love me? Why am I depleted in love towards this person? Perhaps you're not experiencing his love for you in that area. Amen. Go back to the source. He has plenty of love. His name is agape. God is agape. God is love. And I just felt like that was sort of a thing that there's a verse that says, it's 1 John 4:7-8. And we just sing it as a chorus. And it says, beloved, that's you. That's us. Let us love one another. There's no qualification on that. It's everyone. Let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Now that word knows is gnosis. It's intimacy. It's experiencing God. So those who love are experiencing him for themselves personally. Amen. So that's key. Everyone that loves knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Now, if you're like, again, is not, he that loveth not is not experiencing God personally, intimately. Okay? For God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So that's so important. Agape, love, that's critical. You know, we're doing quite well here at this church, even without a pastor. So don't worry. Be anxious for nothing. You know, I just heard that the Lutheran church down the way there on Smith Lane just received a pastor, because Paul DeMant was their pastor for years, and he resigned, and it was 4.5 years for them. But I heard the lady say, it was Pamela, she just said, we got the right one. He's just a good fit, you know? And the same thing with us. So be patient, okay? God is working. Trust him, right? That's important. There's a scripture I brought up to Fred's attention. I'm going to read it to you. It's 1 Samuel 8:4-22, New Living Translation. Finally, all the elders of Israel met at Ramah. This isn't in my notes. I'm just kind of going for something here. So be ready. Finally, all the elders of Israel met at Ramah to discuss the matter with Samuel. Look, they told him, you are now old and your sons are not like you. Give us a king to judge us, just like all the other nations. They wanted to be like all the other nations. Guess what? They were not like all the other nations. They had a king. His name was Jehovah. Samuel was displeased with their request and went to the Lord for guidance. When a man of God is displeased with something, maybe because there's a reason for that. Maybe he's representing God and sensing that perhaps this is not a good idea. Right? He was displeased with their request and went to the Lord for guidance, which is always a good idea. What do I do with this request, Father? I don't like it. Do you? Do everything they say to you, the Lord replied, for they are rejecting me, not you. Interesting, isn't it? They don't want me to be their king any longer. Ever since I brought them from Egypt, they have continually abandoned me and followed other gods. And now they are giving you the same treatment. Do as they ask, but solemnly warn them about the way a king will reign over them. So Samuel passed on the Lord's warning to the people who were asking him for a king. And then he went on to explain how this king, Saul, would treat them, basically. This is how a king will reign over you, Samuel said. The king will draft your sons and assign them to his chariots and his charioteers, making them run before the chariots. One of the flaws in Samuel that you'll find later on is that he was a man pleaser. He was afraid of other people's opinions, and that skewed his obedience to God. He would rather listen to the voice of the people than to follow the voice of God. And for that reason, the kingdom was torn from him and given to another, who we know as David. The king will take your daughters from you and force them to cook and bake and make perfumes for them. He will take away the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his own officials. And it goes on, and you can read it. It's 1 Samuel chapter 8. So there's a lot in there. So know that the Lord is your shepherd. He is. He is our shepherd. We are not, which means pastor. We are not without a pastor. Technically, he is our pastor. And he's doing a fine job. He loves his people. He hasn't abandoned us. Do you need a title like all the other nations, all the other churches? Do you have to have a title? A position? This is a different way of thinking. Just hear me on this. Doesn't mean that we won't, but when he comes, he's going to be a man, I was talking about, who knows the voice of God. He knows how to hear from God. He loves the Word of God, and He'll present the Word with life and anointing. That's we throw that a lot as Pentecostals. We like that word, anointing, because it's the Spirit of the Lord in us. It's intangible. It's invisible. It's hard to explain. But when it's present, you know it. It's like the wind that blows. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. But when it moves, you feel it. That's the truth. And that's what we get in this worship time. It's the Spirit of God beginning to move on hearts and lives and breathe His breath. Jesus said, "Receive thee the Holy Ghost." And then He did that pneuma thing. He blew on him. And that's what is going on. And God has a man He will appoint here, and it's going to be a man and woman who will be destined for this. Just be aware of that. It's an important, critical time for us to keep our eyes on the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd and best friend. I shall not lack or want for anything. This is a great opportunity for others to step up and exercise their gifts while there is this need. And you have been doing that well. Fred mentioned it. So it's time to grow. Time to bring your game. Get it on, because God wants to use you too. There are people in this body that He's going to raise up right from amongst us. You may be the very one that He's looking for to pastor here. Who knows? Who knows? I'm not new at this. I've walked with the Lord for quite a while, and I know His voice, and I'm not afraid to tell you these things, because I believe they're right. They're from Him. And so it's exciting. It's an exciting time. So allow this opportunity for others to step up and grow and exercise their giftings. It's key. You grow in confidence as you exercise your gifts. You get better at what God has called you to do as you are allowed the trust to exercise it. Amen? It's true. So, I'm not in my own life, you know, I was always behind the piano. The pulpit is something that is almost like fear and trembling. It's like, I can't do this without you, Jesus. You know, if your Spirit doesn't do it, it ain't going to get done. I ain't going. You know, so you really get dependent. When you're in a place where you know you can't, you discover He can. And He will. So see, it's an opportunity for us all to grow and find out that He's always faithful. He'll never disappoint us. Hope does not make ashamed or disappoint, for the love of God is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So, praise the Lord. Whew, I said all that to say this. Glory to God. This is fun. I love you folks. You know what? Oh, thank you. Hearing the voices of the saints rising to heaven is no sweeter sound. And I think the Lord feels that way. I love this. It's wonderful. I really do. It's wonderful. Slice of heaven. You're going to just get this multitudes, you know, when we can all be together. Let's look at some scriptures. I actually have some up ready to do. But this is just a little preface. You know, when you read a book, you always read the preface to kind of find out what's going on. Here's something important. And I want to just give us some basics, stuff you probably know. But Peter said, I stir up your remembrance, even though all you already know these things. It's okay to revisit, right? So this is the best definition of grace I've ever come about. Divine influence on the heart that reflects in the life. God's holy influence on your heart that produces in you results. That's grace. It isn't your efforts and ability. It's His work inside that creates in you the work of God. Right? So I love that definition. Just don't forget that one. divine influence. People say, well, what's grace? Divine influence on the heart that reflects in the life. Yeah, I just discovered that one. I just stuck with it. It was like, yeah, that's a great definition. Let's move on. There's another, here's a righteousness 101 defined. The state of him who is such as he ought to be, or as he should be. This is right out of the Greek. Did you know that being righteous before God means that you are now, at this moment, just as you ought to be? Whoo! That's a jaw dropper. That means that because of his righteousness, you are now just as you should be before the Lord. No, it's right. No matter how we feel, feelings are liars. They're deceptive. So the truth is, you are as you should be now. You are right, exactly as you ought to be before the Lord because of what he did. That gracious gift of God to men, whereby all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are brought into right relationship with God. This righteousness is unattainable by obedience to any law or by any merit of man's own or any other condition than that of faith in Christ. Boy, we all need to get that clear. I don't know how you are. Sometimes I still feel that I'm not qualified or I'm not, you know, and I don't always really feel like I am as I ought to be. But there's the feeling thing. See the deception? And most of us feel like we're not as we ought to be. Who says that? Who says that you are as you should be? God does. When are we going to say what God says about us? You know, it's time. Amen. And I need this too. I'm not saying that I'm up here and I've got it all. No. I'm here needing too. I'm needing to be reminded of these things. These are important. Let's read on. The man who trusts in Christ becomes the righteousness of God in him. We sang about it. It's in the Word. This is Word. 5:21. Becomes in Christ all that God requires a man to be. All that he could never be in himself. Here's the deal. You can't just brush over this stuff and skip the surface. You've got to meditate and go down deep. Let this stuff go deep. Listen to the message again. It's online. Jeff does a great job of posting these audio messages. So you can go back. But it requires that we meditate. And I've had to do that too because I was steeped in religion. As you all were. Steeped in a concept of God that I was displeasing the Lord. That I wasn't doing enough. That I didn't measure up, all that junk in your head that destroys your sense of worth and value before the Lord. It's the devil's tool. Religious spirit will kill the believer. There's a venom in it, a leaven that Paul talked about. It just poisons corrupts the whole belief system. It has to be thrown out. And we're in a season, I'll tell you, dismantling some of the old beliefs. The church is starting to, the Holy Spirit is going to help us sort out what to set aside and then what to embrace. And that's good. That's called repentance. Think different. Change your thinking about this. There are some things we've all had to repent of because they're not true. They're doing you harm. And I would tell the new believer, you are just as you ought to be right now because of the righteousness of the Son of God. There's nothing you have to do to perform, to make it better. You can't add nothing to it. It's unfixable. You're already approved of God. You're already there. You know, the thing is with Christ, when you're born again, you begin from the finish line. Did you hear that? You begin from the finish line. It's all been paid for. Jesus paid it, most of it. No. That wouldn't be a good song, would it? We'd have to... How much did he pay? When he said it is finished, he meant it. It is accomplished. I have mission accomplished. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He finished the work for us. There's nothing we had to add to it. It's grace plus nothing. It's his divine influence on your heart. You don't worry about the fruit. You just stay plugged in. Let that be your concern. You stay plugged into the vine, and God promises, I will bear fruit through you, much fruit. Stay connected, remain, abide, stay intimate with me. Leave the results to me. Amen? That's a liberating statement. It's so good to know. All I got to do is stay connected to you, Father. I want intimacy. Into me sees. Into me he sees, right? That's what it means. That's good. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, that means those who hope in the Lord, those who entwine themselves with the Lord, shall renew their strength. You actually exchange your strength for his. So it's no longer I, but Christ. It's no longer by might or power, but by my spirit, right? There's where we want to get to. And we all have that opportunity, not just for a chosen few. I remember Joyce Mathis used to say, what was it? Sanctified and petrified, or something like that. It was like, you know, we get sanctified and we get petrified. It's like, go ahead and do the next. Therefore, my dear ones, this is the info, as you have always obeyed, this is Paul, my suggestions. So now, not only with the enthusiasm you would show in my presence, but much more because I am absent, work out, cultivate, carry out to the goal, and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe and trembling, self-distrust, with serious caution. He's saying, I'm not going to be around, so I want you to be careful not to revert back to your old ways of thinking that it was you that could do the work. Don't go back. Just because I'm not there doesn't mean you should return to your old ways of thinking and before the Lord, you know, and performing before God. Self-distrust with serious caution. Let's move on quickly. Thank you, Matthew. Tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, timidly shrinking from whatever might offend God and discredit the name of Christ, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you. Amen? Energizing and creating in you the power and desire, the ability and the will. He creates both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Amen? Amen? See, so it's it. You can only work in what God has worked. You can only work out what God has worked in. See? It's not up to you. Let's read on. So then, God's gift is not a question of human will and human effort, but of God's mercy. It depends not on one's own willingness nor on his own strenuous exertion, as in running a race, but on God's having mercy on him. I like that. Emphasis. That's it. So, I think you get it. I really don't even need to say much more. Let's see what the next verse says, Matthew. Galatians was considered probably one of Paul's most widely read letters. It was sent out to the churches of Asia, you know, Galatia, all over. And very, very important one. You were running the race. Because it's such a tendency in us to want to do it for ourselves, in our own strength, that this is important. You were running the race nobly. Who has interfered in, hindered and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth? This evil persuasion is not from him who called you, who invited you to freedom in Christ. A little leaven, a slight inclination to err, or a few false teachers. Watch out for teachers who have mixture in their message. If he hasn't discovered the revelation of grace, what's going to come out of his mouth is grace and law, works and faith. There's going to be this mixed message. Well, which one is it? You're going to end up feeling pretty, well, discouraged and guilty. God doesn't want you to suffer from guilt. Anyway, you know, it's important that you know the difference. When a man knows the grace of God, it comes out of his mouth, out of his teaching. And I resent the law that kept me bound for so long and was trying to please God by that. I'm a grace man. I don't know if you could tell, but that's me. And I don't like other way of trying to approach God. And like Cindy said, you know, that veil rent where it represented the law is over. A little leaven, a slight inclination to err, or a few false teachers leavens the whole lump. It perverts the whole conception of faith, or misleads the whole church. We cannot allow a little bit in. It isn't just 99% pure. It's got to be all pure, or it isn't gospel. Paul knew that too. If it's tainted with a little works, a little law, you think that by your rule keeping you're going to find favor and get points with God, you've just taken your salvation out of the hands of the Son of God and put it in your own hands. You can't even keep a minute percentage of it. If it's dependent on us, we'll mess it up. And Jesus, God knew that. See? That's why it's by faith alone, not by what you do. Amen? By faith alone, and he rejects every other approach, and he knows when we're trying to do it on our own. He has to reject that. Read on. For it is by free grace, and this is typically, which is not a wrong definition, but it's one that we often, you know, default to. God's unmerited favor. But do you remember what I said it was? Divine influence on the heart, which results, reflects in the life. That you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Say, gift of God. This righteousness is a gift. You can't earn it. It's been given to you. So you are just as you ought to be by his gift. It's a gift. Receive it. Let's read on quickly. Not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. I told you some of this is going to be review. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself in it or take glory to himself. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God presented, predestined, planned beforehand for us. And that's it. And that's really it. I think you get it. Taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Amen? That's good. I know the word of God always produces fruit and brings results. It will accomplish what he sent it out to do, and I just trust him with the message today that you would really establish us in righteousness, Lord, that we stand in with you in right standing by faith alone. Thank you for the blessing of the Lord. Did you receive that this morning? I hope that it helps. That's what we're here to do. I've struggled. I've been a man that has struggled and cried many tears over my own. It's so important. Grace. The grace message, I finally got it. I was like a man in a wilderness, in the desert, dry, just dying of thirst. In church. I was going to church, but I was dying of thirst. How's that? I wasn't hearing the grace message, or at least wasn't understanding it. It wasn't a revelation to me. And I finally heard a good teacher that helped me, really, you know, to bring me out of that bondage of Egypt, if you will, and bring me into this freedom. This freedom. That's why this grace is precious to me. You know, it is, and I know it is to you. It's something valuable. When you haven't had it for years and you finally get it, it's like, oh, I've needed this so bad, Lord. Thank you for showing me. Paul said, no man taught me this. It was a revelation of Jesus Christ, personally. He personally taught me this message. And you either have it or you don't. You either get it or you don't. You can't be just half righteous. God does not make you half righteous. He wants to make you all righteous. Amen? I think you get it. Boy, oh boy.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus, pay it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Amen.
Lord, now in need I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spot and melt his heart.
Amen.